Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Italian show. We are back with another episode for you to help you improve your Italian. Io sono Mark.
E io sono Maurizio.
In these weekly episodes, we're helping you build your Italian skills one coffee break at a time. Now, before we go on, Maurizio, these are beautiful mugs, aren't they?
Yes, I love them with our logo, the Coffee Break Italian logo.
If you're watching this on YouTube, there will be a link down here somewhere where you can buy your very own Coffee Break Italian mug. If you're not watching this on YouTube, know that this is a video podcast too.
Mm-hmm. So you can subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you're listening, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're watching us.
Either way, you'll get the most recent episode available whenever it becomes available, whenever we publish it. Allora, qual è l'argomento per oggi?
Oggi, Mark, parliamo di pronuncia.
Pronunciation today. And I think we're tackling that very interesting and important Italian topic of double consonants.
Yes, double letters, double consonants, le doppie.
Cominciamo?
Cominciamo, dai.
So, Maurizio, tell us about these double letters. What do you call them in Italian?
So, as I was saying in the introduction, we call double consonants le doppie.
Le doppie, so the doubles.
Yes. So, it's something very peculiar about Italian because all consonants can be doubled, basically, even the letter Q.
Wow. So, what's the word with the double Q?
So, the only one we have in Italian, it's the word soqquadro, which means disarray.
Disarray. So yeah. not exactly an everyday word, but
it's
useful to know that there is one word with a double Q in Italian.
Exactly.
However, there are lots of words with double letters. And what I like is the fact that le doppie, doppie in itself has a double P.
That's correct. Yeah, doppie. And I think le doppie are a feature of Italian much more than double letters in English. My understanding is that you can definitely hear the double letter more in Italian than in English. Do you think that's fair to say?
Sono d'accordo. Mm-hmm. Sono d'accordo.
Sono d'accordo. Very good.
I think that's exactly right, because when you hear it in Italian, you can hear that little bounce, that little pause. That we'll talk more about how exactly you pronounce these. But what I would also say is that double letters are almost a key to sounding more Italian. If you can master this idea of a double letter in Italian, then you're already on the way to sound more Italian.
That's correct. And fun fact, when as an Italian speaker, a native speaker of Italian, I also make some mistakes with double letters when it comes to writing. It's a common mistake for students.
That's a relief, I have to say.
So, you know, it's something that everyone has to practice and everyone has to learn when you learn Italian.
What I think we should do then is listen to some words where we're hearing a single consonant and then compare it with the word that uses a double consonant, because in most cases, these mean different things.
Yep. So, for example, let's take the word casa.
Mm-hmm. House.
And cassa.
So cassa is where you would go to pay in a shop.
Yes, the cash desk. The till.
Yeah.
And casa, as you were saying, house.
So we've got casa. And it's a z sound there, casa, and then cassa. Mm-hmm. It's an unvoiced consonant at that point.
Yeah.
But it's also sort of longer, isn't it?
It is longer, it is. Or let's try another one. For example, pena, which is suffering or pain, and penna.
So there we've got pena, suffering, and penna. Again, a kind of, we hold the nasal sound there, penna, and continue on.
That is correct. And that's pen.
Pen, of course,
so, it's important to, you know, differentiate between suffering and pen.
Pen as in a pen that you would write with, una penna.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little about how we actually produce this sound, because we've talked there about like kind of continuing on the sound a little. Mm-hmm.
So there are two ways of pronouncing double letters, depending on what type of consonants they are. And you can elongate the sound, as we did with cassa. So we elongated the sound for a bit longer. So we have, for example, sasso.
Sasso. Is that the rock formation?
It's a rock. It can be like a big one or a small one. Okay. Usually it's a small one.
I'm thinking of I Sassi in Umbria. No, where are they?
I Sassi di Matera.
Di Matera, okay, of course.
Yeah. Or another sound different than S, for example, L, palla.
Yeah. So you can almost, if you look carefully, if you're watching the video version, look carefully at what Maurizio is doing here.
Palla.
Palla. So you're holding that L in your mouth and then finishing off the word.
Exactly.
Okay. Va bene.
Or another way is to pronounce the double letters more forcefully.
Okay.
Okay. So for example, the word for dad, one of the ways to say that in Italian is babbo.
Babbo.
Mm-hmm. Babbo.
Babbo. And there we're kind of pushing the air through our mouths, and it particularly works with the b sound and sound and so on.
Exactly. Or mamma.
Yeah, mamma. Okay, we're holding it and continuing.
Exactly. And notice the difference between the first letter and the double consonant after. So we have babbo. It's clearly more forceful. There's more strength in the second sound than mamma.
Babbo. Mamma.
There you go.
What about the word for a cow? I was thinking about a cow there.
Oh, mucca.
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 With that, it almost sounds as if the sound stops for a second.
Yeah.
Mucca.
Yeah. So you can, some tips to pronounce double letters is to pause for a moment and hold that sound a bit longer. So mucca.
Yeah. And it's going to depend what type of sound you're holding, because in some cases the sound will continue. So like palla, you're not actually saying palla.
Yeah.
But in other cases, particularly with k and d and t
b.
And b, then you can completely close your mouth. So babbo.
That's correct.
Mucca.
Yeah. And you can, like, I would immediately understand that you are pronouncing a double consonant. Exactly. Or sometimes in our podcast, we talked about bouncing on the letter. What's this idea, Mark? You came up with it.
Oh, I mean, it's not really a Mark original. It's, I think many Italian teachers would talk about this when we kind of bounce on the letter. So again, thinking of palla, mucca. Ka. It's almost you're kind of getting into the letter and then bouncing up onto the next part. So yeah. Mo-ka, babbo, that kind of thing. Yeah, we're bouncing along here. Another reason why you should be watching the video version of this. But obviously the audio version, we can still hear all of this, these sounds. Okay. What about looking at some differences?
Yeah. So I have two sentences with the same consonant sounds. And we're going to notice one with double consonants and one with single consonants.
Okay. Let's hear them.
So the first one is la palla è rossa. La palla è rossa.
Okay, so let's think about that. We've got la palla è rossa. So we've definitely got double sounds there. We've got a double L and a double S. And la palla would be the ball.
Yeah.
È rossa is red.
Correct.
Okay.
Very good.
Let's hear the same, not the same sentence, but a similar sentence, this time with words where there is a single consonant.
Yeah. La palla è rosa.
Ah, I see what's going on here. Okay.
So I'll say it one more time.
Yeah.
La palla è rosa.
So here we've got la palla, and la palla is a shovel.
It's a shovel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct.
And this time it's not rosa. It's not red. It's rosa. Pink.
Pink.
So the shovel is pink. I don't know where you got that shovel.
I'm sure some stores sell them.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe in honor of the Barbie movie or something
like maybe.
That.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Pink shovels. So, la palla è rossa and la palla è rosa. A couple of questions here.
Yes.
Because there are some slight differences I'm hearing in the vowel sounds here. So we've got, in particular with rossa and rosa. So tell us about that.
So in my accent, they sound different. So I'm saying rosa with an open O and rossa with a closed O sound. So I said O, rosa, O, rossa.
Now, that's not necessarily because of the double consonant.
No.
It's more to do with region.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a friend of mine who's from Reggio Calabria and he would say rosa, rossa. So using the open A for both.
For both.
So that doesn't, the fact that you have a double consonant doesn't always impact how you pronounce vowels. That's more something to do with regional dialects.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, so just
keep that in mind. And obviously, it's important to suggest that both are right.
Both are right.
Yeah. Just depends. People may think, oh, you've learned Italian from Calabrese.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. So there are rules of diction for standard Italian. So the Italian that the news anchor speaks on TV. But no one really adheres to these rules when it comes to, you know, normal conversations or, you know, just everyday conversations and everyday people.
I think one of the things that we would want to try to encourage everyone to think about is the fact that if you put all these barriers in front of you about, oh, I'm not sure if that word should be pronounced with an open O or a closed O or a closed E. Basically, if you start worrying about all of that, you'll stop talking. We would say, talk. Doesn't matter if you're not sounding exactly like a Calabrese or someone from Le Marche or whatever. The important thing is that you're using the language and communicating.
Yes, and you will immediately learn what sound to use depending on who you're talking to. I'm sure speaking with Francesca, you picked up on her accent a lot.
A little bit, yeah.
So just speak Italian the way you want to speak it, and then you'll learn what to say and how to say it depending on where you are.
Esatto.
Very good.
Now, Maurizio, I believe you've got a little game for us, haven't you?
Yes. So I'm going to pronounce a word, and Mark, you and our listeners and viewers will try to guess if this is a word with a double consonant or not.
Okay. Go for it. And we'll talk about the meaning of the words as well.
Yes. So my first word is caro.
Ancora una volta.
Caro.
So to me, that sounded like a single consonant.
That's correct.
So when caro is with a single consonant, try that again.
Consonant.
It means dear or expensive.
Yes, exactly. But we also have the word carro in Italian with a double R. And in that case, it means like wagon, in a sense.
An older word. Well, it's an older thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Exactly.
So, one out of one.
Okay. Continuiamo. Ad esempio, pappa. One more time. Pappa.
Okay. So, I think that was double P because you closed your mouth. Pappa.
Yeah, that's correct. So, do you know what pappa means?
Well, I know what papa means because that's the Pope.
Correct.
I know what papa.
Yes.
Means. Again, single P. That means dad or daddy.
Yep.
But papa is new to me.
So papa is the word for baby food.
Ah, okay.
Or maybe sometimes when children start to speak, they would say papa to mean they're hungry.
They're hungry. Papa.
Okay. Papa. 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 Papa.
Nice. Okay.
There you go.
Or if they're asking their father for it, papa.
Pa-pa-pa-pa. Very good. Yeah, that's hard. That's a hard one.
Well, okay, let's do another one.
Okay, we'll go with sete. One more time. Sete.
Okay, here that's a single T.
And that's
it means thirst.
Thirst.
Because if it was a double T, sete, then it would mean seven.
That's correct.
So sete. Seven, sete, thirst.
That's correct.
Now, I was consciously saying sete with a e sound there and sete with a single e. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's how I would say. I would say sete, sete.
Okay.
But again, some people in Italy might say sete, sete or sete, sete. It's hard, it's hard to do it when it's not your accent.
It's not your accent, yeah. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, we'll do a bit of a harder one. Are you ready? Cappello.
Right, okay. Let's hear it one more time.
Cappello.
Okay, so we're looking at the P here, and that's definitely a double P that you're saying.
Yes.
Cappello. There's also a double L in there.
Yes.
But cappello, and there is also a word cappello.
Yeah.
And I always get mixed up with which is which here. Cappello, I think, with the double P is a hat.
Very good, a hat. Yep.
And cappello is a hair.
Hair, yeah.
So a single P for hair, but a double P for a hat.
That's correct. Yeah, I always mix them up as well.
Well, let's try and work out a way to remember that. Imagine taking two P's, turning them on their side.
Okay.
Putting them back to back, and it looks kind of like a hat.
Ah, oh, that's a cute one.
We'll go with that.
Good suggestion.
I think we'll call it a day there.
We'll call it a day.
Now, we hope you've enjoyed this lesson. If you would like to see more about this whole topic and see all of our examples and information written down, then you can check the link in the description for our blog post all about double consonants.
And if you'd like more help with your Italian, you can subscribe to our mailing list to receive regular free email lessons. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian.
You can look out for that next mini lesson in your inbox if you've signed up for that. But in the meantime, that's it for today. È tutto per oggi.
Very good.
But practice these double consonants and that way you'll sound more Italian. Grazie mille, Maurizio.
Grazie a te, Mark.
Alla prossima.
Happy coffee breaking.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.